Hello, my friends. This is Paul Drockton. Welcome to True Religion Radio, where we're not about creeds. This isn't about church to join or which church you should. This is simply about the truth, the simple gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's what we discuss. So today we're going to talk about the parable of the sower, which honestly is one of my favorites because it literally explains what my responsibility is and what everybody else's responsibility is. I think people have a tendency to take too much on themselves that really doesn't belong to them. Remember, God gave us free agency, free choice, and we choose what we want. Regardless of our circumstances, we're still choosing. Now, let's talk about the parable. Jesus Christ explained, he said, a sower went forth to sow. And he had seed, of course. Think of a guy with a pouch on his, you know, a side pouch or looks like a purse full of seed, and he just basically scatters that seed, right? And some of the seed fell on the pathways where people walked, and it was trampled underfoot, and it was devoured by the fowls of the air. Some of the seed fell among rocks, and because it received moisture, it grew, but immediately it died when the sun came out. Some fell among thorns and brambles, and as the seed grew into a plant, the thorns and the brambles choked the plant so that it died. And last but not least, some seed fell in good ground and where it was able to grow, and some brought forth 10, some 30, some 50. Long story short is the seed was able to reach maturity as a plant and was able to bring forth fruit. Now, after the Savior gave this parable to the multitude, he turned to his disciples because his disciples asked, what does this mean? And Jesus explained. And he explained that the seed is the Word of God. Literally the Word of God. Now, where do you find the Word of God? Well, start with the Bible, my friends. Start reading the Bible. And you'll see that you will find the Word of God. Now, once you've gone through the Bible, then go through it again. And again. And again. And then, of course, I recommend that you pray and ask the Lord where else you can find the Word of God. Now, you already know I feel how I feel. I strongly recommend you read the Book of Mormon as well. But anyway, what we're talking about here is the parable of the sower. Remember, the Word of God is the seed. So the Word of God, right, fell among the pathways, and it was trampled underfoot and devoured by the fowls of the air. The Savior explained that this is basically where the Word lands. And this basically is about people that go to other people to decide what they want to believe. What's your opinion? What do you think of this? What do you think of that? Huh? What's your opinion? In other words, they don't go to the source, which is God. Do you think this is true? I don't know if this is true or not. What do you think? Public opinion is always going to crush the truth. That's just a fact. And the long story short is that if you go to other people to validate truth, then it's going to destroy whatever truth you've been given. And then, of course, we have the fowls of the air, which are Satan and his minions, which are also fighting against the truth. And they will do more than their share to persuade you to not listen. So these individuals, for whatever reason, the seed's destroyed almost as soon as it hits the ground. Now, the second group of individuals are likened unto seed that's cast upon a rock. And because the rock has moisture, the seed sprouts. But it literally dies in the heat of the day. The sun comes out, destroys the plant. And you end up with a dead plant. Now, these are individuals who, when they receive the Word of God, they rejoice for a moment, but then they realize the commitment. And they don't want to make that commitment. And they're afraid of making that commitment. These are people who are really excited, right? Oh, I'll do whatever the Lord tells me to do. Hallelujah, right? Well, the truth of the matter is they don't have any good soil, and because they don't have good soil, there's nowhere for that seed to grow. So it's destroyed in the sun, in the heat of the day. Persecution comes, and bye-bye. The next group, seed is cast among the thorns and the briars. And when the seed starts to grow, it's choked by the thorns and by the briars, and it dies. And the Savior explains that this is individuals who care too much for the things of the world and not enough for the things of God. And the cares of the world choke the seed. and it dies. They choke the plant and it dies. Yeah, it grows, but it dies. And the long story short is you can't serve God and mammon. That's all. You can't say to yourself, I'll get around to serving God once I've taken care of myself and my family. No, it's not how it works. Everything belongs to God. Everything in this earth is His. And He's more than happy to give to you as long as you have faith, right? That's the requirement. You got to have faith. So where do you get faith? Well, through the Word of God. Well, if you're going to pursue worldly objectives and not spend time to apply and to learn the Word of God, well, then that plant's going to die. And you're going to be totally focused on things of the world. The last group was the good soul. And basically, there was nothing to stop that seed from growing because it was good soil. The people that heard the word were not only glad to receive it, but they also applied it. And they nurtured it. They continued to read and study scripture. They continued to read and study the word of God. They continued to pray and ask the Lord for his blessings, to thank him for the things that he's given unto them. And because they literally began to embrace the gospel of Christ, then they were able to bring forth fruit. Now let me explain this to you. Jesus Christ basically is the Word. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So when you think of the Word of God, think of Jesus Christ. He is the Word of God. And if we have faith in Christ, then we can bring forth fruit. Now, one other thing the Savior taught his disciples, is he said, look, you haven't chosen me. I have chosen you. It's huge. So the Savior also said, many are called, but few are chosen. When are we called? When we receive the word. When are we chosen? When the word is grown and is nurtured and becomes a plant and starts to bring forth fruit, right? So basically, as James said, through works, right? Through works we show our faith. And the long story short, we're not saved by works, we're saved by grace. Because remember, Jesus Christ called us. It wasn't the other way around. We didn't call him, he called you. And he called me, and he called us in our most miserable states. If you're an alcoholic and you hear the call of Christ, then you need to embrace it. If you have deep financial problems and you hear the word of God, the call of Christ, you need to embrace it. If you're going through a divorce, you hear the call of Christ, you need to embrace it. Maybe you're newly married, maybe you have a new child. Whatever your situation is, when you receive that call, you need to embrace it. Because when you embrace it, you become chosen. Chosen isn't just hearing the word of God. Chosen is doing the word of God. And the Savior said that very, very clearly. He said, he that heareth the word of God, right? It isn't he that heareth the word of God, right, that's saved, but he that doeth the word of God. The commandment is to do. It's always about doing, my friends. Now, with that said, we also need to recognize that no matter what we do, we're still unprofitable servants. It's not like you're ever going to bring God into your debt, because we are saved by grace after all that we can do. But we have to do all that we can do first. Otherwise, we can't be saved. And in the end, you're going to find that it's the Word of God that brings you the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God is what guides you and helps you and brings all things to your remembrance so you can make the right decisions in your life. This is Paul Drockton. Understand that the vast majority of individuals are going to be called and they're just not going to make it. They're going to reject it. They're going to reject the Word of God. They're going to be like the seed that fell in the pathway, or the seed that fell among rocks, or the seed that fell among thorns. Don't be that person. Be the individual that embraces the Word of God, that's willing to sell all that they have for that great pearl price, that great pearl of great price that they found. This is Paul Drockton. This is True Religion Radio. God bless. Have a great day.